Hello, welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod Diverges, and I'll be your guide over the next few minutes to allow you to be in this wonderful morning meditation as a great way to start your week, to start your day, to start your month. Now, each month, there will be a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then you'll be able to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So for this month, the focus is healing relationships. Let's begin by taking the meditation position. And that means to sit with your back straight, your feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes, all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. Nice, deep, and easy breaths. And imagine you're sitting on top of a tree trunk. And that tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, and all the way down to the center of the earth, where the roots are embedded into the center of the earth. And continuing to breathe, envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. This bubble is your aura bubble. And it is no more than 18 inches away from your body. The edge of this bubble is 18 inches from your body, all the way around, over your head, under your feet, in front of you, in back of you, and all sides. And the edge of this aura bubble is a beautiful, pearlescent, gold color vibration. And it has a stiffness like an eggshell stiffness. So you are inside of this shell like a cocoon that keeps you in a place of awareness and present consciousness. And outside of the bubble, imagine a giant violet flaming wall. A giant violet, as in purple, flaming wall, burning from the ground up, as tall or taller than you are. And continue to breathe. And we're going to clear the chakras. There are 7 primary chakras along the spine. The chakras are energy centers that help to balance and regulate our emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual bodies. And sometimes in those chakras, we pick up, we hold on to energies that are not fully who we are, or that are good representation of what it is we want to experience. So as you continue to breathe deeply and easily and effortlessly, inhale, and then exhale out through each chakra. And as you exhale out through the chakras, any energy that you're ready to let go of right now, in this moment, the giant violet-purple flame will receive that energy. It will even gently pull the energy from you so that you no longer need it, so that you no longer can hold on to what's not for you and what no longer serves you. So here we go. As you breathe easily and deeply, let's start with the first, second, and third chakras. As you inhale and then exhale out through these three chakras, the first chakra is at the base of the spine, and let go of any energy that would keep you from thriving. Any energy that holds you in a place of survival, be it money, health, place that you live, the clothes on your back, the way you're able to live and navigate your life, if you are just surviving instead of thriving, let it go. At the second chakra, 2 inches below your belly button, along your spine, for you guys, it's in between the prostate, for you women, in between the ovaries. Exhale out through that area and release any emotional energy, any feelings, anger, jealousy, depression, sorrow, sadness, fear, anger. No matter what it is, let it go. And as you continue to breathe out through these chakras, let go in the second chakra of any sexual energy as well. Say goodbye to it completely. And as you keep breathing, release and let go of the energy in the third chakra that is located behind your stomach. And release, let go of any energy that tries to control you. Let go of any energy that you're trying to control. Let go of any addictions, habit patterns, no matter what they are. Just let them all go right now. Nice, easy, deep, gentle breath as you exhale out through your first, second, and third chakras. You may see images, you may have feelings or sensations. However this energy leaves you, just let it go. If you feel like you want to go to sleep, that's okay too. Let it go. You're releasing and letting go of unconscious energy. Energy that would have you sleeping more than staying awake. And as you keep breathing, let go of energy in your fourth and fifth chakras. The fourth chakra is located behind your heart. The fifth chakra is located at the base of your throat. From these chakras, particularly the fourth chakra, let go of all the energy that would keep you from loving yourself. Any energy where you've had trouble forgiving yourself, where you have thought of yourself in any type of negative way, any self-debasing, any lack of self-worth, let all that go. And from the fifth chakra, which is at the base of your throat, release any energy that would block you from your own true self-expression, where maybe you have communicated too much, you haven't communicated enough. Let it go. Let go of any energy there that would keep you from fully creating in whatever way you choose and desire to create for yourself. Just let it go. Very good. And continuing to breathe as you clear one, two, three, four, and five chakras, intending that in each chakra at this moment, you're releasing what you no longer need, what no longer serves you, what you no longer want to have. And now put your attention on your sixth and seventh chakras. The sixth chakra is located in the center of your head, also known as the third eye. And your seventh chakra is located on the top of your head, right on the top of your head. And as you clear the sixth chakra, let go of all the energy that would keep you from fully seeing everything as perfect the way it is. Everything that we experience, everything that we see, hear, touch, taste, feel, our emotions, our thoughts, everything is energy. And all energy forms in various ways and is perfect the way it is. Perfect for serving us, serving humanity. Perfect in the way that we choose to experience this life. So let go of any judgment or criticism that you have about someone else, something else, yourself, a place, a thing. Let go of all judgment and criticism. Very good. And as you continue to breathe deeply and easily, also let go of the energy from your seventh chakra at the top of your head. This chakra is great to let go of any uncertainty, any doubt about what you know, any doubt or uncertainty about yourself and your abilities as a divine, perfect spiritual being. As you exhale out through this chakra too, release the thoughts, the analyzing, intellectualizing, rationalizing. Let it all go. So that you are in a place of full clarity and knowing what you know, what you know. So continue very easily and effortlessly to take those deep breaths, knowing that your seven chakras are all being cleared of the energy you no longer want. The violet flame receives all of this unwanted energy and purifies it. And then sends it back to its original source in its highest purified form. Now, as you continue to breathe, and you're able to let go of the energy from your chakras, know that they will continue to leave as you command down the tree trunk to the center of the earth as well. You no longer need to think about it or put your attention on it. Just know that through these easy, effortless, gentle breaths, whatever you're ready to let go of at this time is being released. And put your focus on the violet flame, that beautiful violet flame burning outside of your aura bubble, about 3 feet in front of you. And within the violet flame, I'd like for you to imagine a beautiful rose. The rose flower is as large as you are, with a stem that has roots going all the way down to the center of the earth. If you are unable to imagine it, then intend it, know it. This giant rose, nestled inside of the violet flame, can be any color that you choose for it to be. It can even be striped or polka dot, it can be rainbow color. Whatever you choose for this rose to look like. It can be fully open or partially closed. It can be a rose bud. It's solely up to you. But imagine this beautiful giant flowering rose. And now in this rose, I'd like for you to choose someone, it doesn't matter who it is, but choose someone to stand right in the middle of that rose. It may be one or both of your parents. It may be a significant other, a coworker, a boss. It might be your children, your siblings, whomever it is. But choose someone that you have miscommunication with in your relationship. Maybe the relationship is strained in some way on a whole. Perhaps there have been misunderstandings between you and this other person. Whatever the relationship challenge or issue is, see that person. And see that person in as much detail as you possibly can. And allow the energy from this person that might be inside of you to go over to that person that's in the rose. You may be holding on to that person's energy because of an argument you had, because of something you felt you did wrong or they did wrong or both of you did wrong. Perhaps you just can't get that person out of your mind for any other forms of what may seem to have been injustices, hurt feelings, lack of proper communication, resistance. But if you've been constantly thinking about that person, you're holding on to their energy, let it go. If you've been angry with them, if you've been wanting that person's attention, if you've been in competition with them, if you've been obsessed with the person on a whole, maybe you've been expecting certain things that you haven't gotten from that individual. There may be any gamut of energies that keep you stuck in not letting go of thinking about them, having some form of emotional charge around them, or even having visceral physical effects when you're in their presence. Just let all of that go. Again, you may see images, you may see colors and shapes, you may see smoke, you may feel something in particular, you may have sensations or thoughts. Whatever comes up that represents you holding on to that person's energy that you're looking at right now, let it go. Whatever the situation was that has caused any level of disturbance between you and that other person, let it go. Don't think about it. Just do it. Release it. Right now. And keep breathing. Nice, deep, easy breaths. as you let go. And experience how lighter you feel. There still may be some form of anger, frustration, stress, discomfort when you see or think about this person. Just again, release as much as you can in this moment. And now it's time to blow up the rose. So next to that rose, I'd like for you to imagine or intend a bomb. It doesn't matter what type of bomb. It can be a bowling ball type bomb. It can be TNT or plastic. It can be an atomic bomb or a hand grenade. Whatever type of bomb you imagine is fine. And it's right next to the rose. And now imagine the bomb explodes. It completely explodes, blowing up the rose along with it. And it takes every bit and piece of this rose, it completely disappears. Just know that every part of the rose is completely destroyed, all the way down to the stem and to the roots, which are embedded into the earth. Okay, don't effort with it. Just imagine it to be so, and it is. Do not overthink it. Just blow everything up, letting it go. And let's do this again by imagining another beautiful giant rose nestled into the violet-purple flame. That rose can be the same color. It can be a different color, a different size. It may be open larger or smaller. Whatever you intend, whatever you imagine is correct. Make sure that the stem of that rose with the roots go all the way down to the center of the earth. You are seeing the rose itself in that violet-purple flame. And again, the color, the pattern, the size of that rose, it does not matter. And keep breathing deeply, easily, and effortlessly. As you breathe, allow another person that you're having relationship issues with to appear in the rose. Again, it doesn't matter who it is. Choose a person that you'd really like to have a resolved relationship with, someone that you would like to heal what's between you. See the person in as much detail as possible and allow any of their energy that you're holding on to go into the rose. Let your thoughts about them go into the rose. Let any emotional energy that's connected to them in any way go into the rose. Let your expectations of that person go into that rose. Just release all the energies that keep you stuck in not letting them go, including strong physical feelings that come up either when you're in their presence or even when you think of them. All of this needs to be cleared. And whatever the situation that happened between the two of you, it's time to fully release it at this time and let it go. You can let it go by envisioning that the energy you've been holding on to that goes over to that rose and to them, maybe it's a particular color or colors, maybe it's liquid or smoke, whatever it is, maybe it's various objects, feelings, and thoughts, let them all go. Intend that whatever it is you are feeling, thinking, and experiencing about that person, that it be cleared from you and go into the rose. Remember, you don't want to think about it. You just want to do it. You want to release it right now. And continue to breathe. Very good. And again, you want to imagine a bomb right next to the rose. Imagine a bomb right next to the rose. You might want to try a different type of bomb this time, or it might be the same, whatever works for you. And I'm going to count to three, and on three, blow up the rose completely. One, two, three, blow up that bomb and the rose along with it. See or know that every part of the rose is completely destroyed, all the way down to the stem, all the way to the roots. It destroys every bit of that rose. By destroying the rose, you are actually clearing and purifying the energy that was stuck in you so that it can go back to the original source, which is the other person, in the highest loving and purified way. And one more time, I want you to imagine a giant rose in the violet flame with the stem all the way down to the center of the earth, embedded into the center of the earth are the roots. Pay attention to the color, the size, the patterns in the rose. And as you keep breathing, allow a third person that you may be having relationship challenges with to appear in that rose. And you may not even be aware that you're having some challenge with someone on some level or some way. So whatever person pops up in your mind or that you see in the rose, that's a person that you're ready to let go of their energy. And it doesn't matter who it is. Just choose someone different. See the person in as much detail as possible. And then let go of their energy that you're holding on to. Let it go into that rose. So make sure that all of your thoughts about them, your feelings, your desires, your expectations, your frustrations and stress, whatever it is that you are experiencing in reference to that person, maybe they just annoy you from time to time. Maybe there's not a big rift or anything that happened, but just let go of the little things that would keep you from being in a place of fully loving, accepting, and having a beautiful relationship with that person. And whatever might be between you on any level, just let it go. Let go of all those energies. You may see them. You may feel them, have sensations or thoughts. Just let it go. Whatever it is. And of course, if you're not experiencing energy in any form, simply intend that what it is you are holding on to, you're letting go into that rose where that person is. Continue to breathe. Nice, easy, deep breaths. And now, see the balm next to the rose. See that nice big balm right next to that rose. And 1, 2, 3, blow up the balm, explode it, and the rose along with it. There's no part of that rose left. All the way down to the stem and the roots, it's completely destroyed. Don't effort, just let it go, knowing that it's gone. And what small pieces might possibly still be there, the violet flame, will ensure that it's all taken away. And now it's time to call your energy back from those people you just cleared from your own space. And this way you can have your energy back also in a very purified way, just as they got their energy back when you cleared it out of your space. So one more time, imagine a giant rose in the violet flame, different color and type from the last ones. And simply intend that every bit of your energy from each one of those people that you just cleared, imagine and know that their energy is going into that rose. In fact, you can see all three of them in the rose again, and know that your energy that they have been holding on to is being completely released from each one of them into the rose. They may be standing in the middle of the rose, but they are standing there releasing your energy that they've held on to. And these actual physical people, wherever they are, right here, right now, know that your energy is being called from them into that rose. Your energy is coming from everywhere, from them into that rose. All of this is your energy. Just keep breathing. be present, be patient, allow this energy to come back into the rose, flooding into the rose so that your energy can go back to you purified. So you can see the three of them in the rose and intend and be aware that wherever their physical bodies are as well, the energy that is yours, that they have held on to in any way, is going into that rose. Nice deep breath. And any other energy that may come up in your space, irritation, agitation, annoyance, anger, whatever it is, allow all of that as you continue to breathe to go down the tree trunk to the center of the earth. Don't hold on to any of the feelings, any of the thoughts, any of the sensations. Let them all go. Very good. And now, are you ready? It's time to blow up that rose. So on the count of three, envision a bomb to be used, and then blow up every bit of that rose. One, two, three. Blow it up completely. 100% gone. Don't effort with it. Just let it go. Blow it up. And once the rose is blown up, notice how the violet flame begins to shine a beautiful pearlescent violet golden light. The flame itself is shining a beautiful pearlescent violet golden light. And the flame and the light continues to get brighter and brighter until the light is so bright it is actually a very beautiful bright pearlescent golden light. Very bright. And see that light moving closer and closer to you. Allow that light to come towards you until the flame, this beautiful pearlescent golden light, flaming light, engulfs you entirely. So it moves closer to you, and now you are in the middle of this pearlescent golden lit flame as your entire space is being purified in this moment. And see the flame now moving back away from you and outside of your aura bubble again. It's going back to 3 feet in front of you. Experience the lightness, the weight that's been lifted off of you, the new vibrant energy that you have. Experience the full essence of that. And doesn't it feel great? And see each of these three people in the violet flame, again in detail, standing side by side. And notice how much lighter they are as well. They're not carrying your energy around with them anymore. Say hello to each of them. And imagine your heart is filling up with a brilliant, pearlescent, pale pink energy of light. And from this light, this pale pink pearlescent light, from your heart, allow the light to go over to the heart of each one of those people simultaneously. From your heart is this pale pink pearlescent light going to each one of their hearts. This is a light of divine unconditional love which can now exist between you and each of them. And breathe deeply. And now imagine that your entire body is surrounded with a great big, bright, beautiful golden sun. You can release the light from your heart going to their heart. The connection has already been established. The love has already been expressed and experienced. So as you surround your entire body with this great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun, absorb as much of this sun as you possibly can. Fully, completely. Very good. And I want to thank you for being with me on the Morning Miracle Meditation. If you'd like to find out more about me and Center of Light Miracles, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org, where we have many classes, workshops, online classes and systems, as well as personal one-on-one services of all kinds. Enjoy our blogs, including Recipes for the Soul, where you can receive a lot of tips and hints and information on how to continue to increase your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.